As economic growth goes down, layoff announcements have been going up. More than 500,000 job cuts nationally since the start of the year. A few months ago, the unemployment rate was at a 30-year low. It's still very modest, 4.5%, but it is growing. Companies usually do try cutting workers when sales fall. But as Steve Tripoli of member station WBUR Boston reports, some companies, especially in high-tech industries, are trying to lower costs and keep their workers.
Axiom Corporation is an Arkansas-based provider of marketing software with 5,500 employees nationwide. When the company started missing its revenue targets earlier this year, something had to be done, and payroll is Axiom's biggest cost. But Axiom had been burned by a big round of layoffs in 1991, and company executive Cindy Childers says there was a lesson in that.
We reflected on 1991 and decided that basically at that time it took us several years to recover. And when I say recover, I'm talking about primarily in the recruiting arena.
People didn't want to work for a company that threw people out, says Childers. With skilled workers at a premium now, Axiom couldn't let that happen again.
And of course, right now, that is an incredible challenge for all companies who require technological talent. And we just felt like we simply couldn't afford to mortgage away our future by releasing that talent pool.
So the company chose a different course. Every worker at Axiom, except the lowest paid, would take a 5% pay cut. In exchange, they'd get a dollar's worth of company stock options for every lost dollar of salary, and at a stock price matching a recent low. There was more. If workers wanted to voluntarily cut their pay further, they could use up to 15% of their salary to purchase additional options in a two-for-one trade. That's $2 worth of options for every additional dollar in voluntary pay cuts. Tony Santoro heads a small sales force in Axiom's Danvers, Massachusetts office. He describes his reaction to the cuts and the offer this way.
When I first heard about pay cuts, I actually almost, felt a little pain in my chest is that, oh my God, we're going to cut pay. What else is next? And then as I heard more about the options and the elected options that we could choose, I actually called my wife and said, this is brilliant. This is great.
Santoro took an additional 5% pay cut to buy those two-for-one options. About 2,000 Axiom employees, nearly 40% of the workforce, volunteered for additional cuts as well. Critics of the trend toward preemptive layoffs say experiences like Axiom's demonstrate what's often missing from corporate thinking. The long-term impact. They point to studies showing that companies don't outperform their competitors after laying off workers and often do worse for a while. Tom Cohan, a professor at MIT's Sloan School of Management who studies labor markets, says dropping the axe on workers before it's absolutely necessary is bad in the long run for just about everyone involved.
Every time you churn the labor force like this, you're losing some information, you're losing knowledge that's been embedded in the organization. And if we think that we can simply churn people in and out of organizations and still maintain a productive economy and a society that is satisfied with their work, I think we're just engaged in fanciful thinking.
Cohan says most people agree the new economy has spawned faster change and more uncertainty, and they agree that most workers accept that. But he says what hasn't changed about workers is their sense of what is fair in the workplace.
People accept the fact that layoffs have to happen when firms are in trouble. They accept the fact that wages have to go down a bit or don't rise as rapidly when the economy isn't well. But what they can't accept is a situation where firms are laying people off when they are doing well. They can't accept a situation where they're paying younger people less to do the same work.
But most companies won't go to great lengths to hang on to employees during a downturn, even when the workers in question are valued. Some companies have lots of low-skill workers who are relatively easy to replace. Some want the freedom to move in and out of product lines or services, to experiment, if you will. Paul Osterman, a management professor at MIT, says many managers think it's important to preserve this kind of flexibility. They view layoffs as a positive tool and not just a response to lower profits.
Firms also lay people off in order to set the stage for restructuring, in order to move, in their view, more smartly into the future. And so in some sense, a portion of layoffs have become seen as good business practice, as useful for making the enterprise more productive.
Managers often feel compelled to cut jobs quickly because competitive challenges can arise so quickly in a global economy, says Osterman. Back at Axiom, Tony Santoro says the company's alternative to layoffs worked pretty well. He says the fact that almost 40% of the workers took voluntary extra pay cuts in exchange for stock options shows the company took the edge off a negative event and even helped management's image.
The bottom line on it is we ended up saving a boatload of money and at the same time got everybody working here invested in the company. And, you know, the other point to be made is when you look at the company leadership taking this step, I mean, it's clear that we don't have rookies at the helm.
The good economy has lessened the impact of layoffs in recent years because people have been able to find new work quickly. That may be changing. April's numbers showed the biggest one-month spike in unemployment in a decade. And officials who monitor the jobs picture expect the accelerating pace of layoffs to continue for at least the next few months. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli in Boston.